Shabbos, Dav Kuf Nun He Amen Aleph, finishing up Simon Shin Chav Gimel, Sif Ches, Halachas of related to food, Kais Shashas Ba'in Yehudi, a cup that a non-Jew drank from, Mutal Adich L'Dvekol, you're allowed to wash it out according to everyone. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, a cup Shashas Ba'in Yehudi that a non-Jew drank from, says Yayin, he drank from it wine. That even though without washing it, you're not allowed to use it. Even so, let me make a second idea. It's not called fixing through this, which this was the theme we spoke about previously regarding Tvilo, that it's a problem about like Masakin. No, Dagufa Kli Heter, who the actual vessel is permitted. But yeah, you know, story, it's the wine that makes it forbidden. Because when you remove it, ain't a Masakin, you're fixing it. Like in the Devamos, it's just like removing something disgusting from it. That is not going to use it that day, then you're right. Asladich, you're not allowed to wash it out. You can now, like we said, but Sivav and Mishnah Berurah. Afalach, even so, Mutl Tala, because he's allowed to move the cup, Afbele Adoch, even without washing it out. Afalish, because Peruti Pas. Even if the cup has pieces of bread, Shasharba, in Yehudi, by Yain, that the non Jew soaked in the wine, Afalach, even so, Mutl Tala, because he's allowed to move the cup, the love of Bosses of Nabai Isra, it's not like it's a base for a prohibited item, that Peruti, and Matil, because even though the bread has soaking in the wine, the Yain Nesach, but the crumbs are secondary to the cup, and you're allowed to move the cup. Kasev Trumas Deshin, Trumas Deshin writes, the in Levatla Issa B'Shabbos, one should not nullify a prohibition of Shabbos. Stam, any time of like being Levatla Issa, the in Levatla Tikkun Kol Mazed, there's no greater remedy than that. And again, this is what these Yifim are talking about, the problem about being Mesakin Mana, fixing something. Even though in the Rambam over there in the Yardes really holds that even during a weekday in Levatla Shemisser, that you should never come to nullify any prohibition. That like to keep on adding to have it a ratio of 60 to 1 to nullify it. I feel this is Rabban, even through a big prohibition. So what's the chiddush regarding Shabbos? The takeaway is in yavish by yavish regarding solid with solid. And the Sarav Chab betrayed that it's a ratio of 2 to 1. The bechol during the weekday, the halacha actually is yochel hois v'lo achishim. You could add until 60. The labash la'achkach that you could go afterwards. Could easily be your day. Like it's written your day in Koftez. Or b'Shabbos v'yam tevos. And Shabbos v'yam tevos are bitten. Shabbos v'yam tevos are bitten. Because that's called mesakin fixing. Ve'echa the mikli kali isura. Now where the prohibition gets burned. Sure, that's permitted. Kamash yukosu v'sim tov kor v'zayin. Siv. Bays, which the Sharatin, the issue 35 being mean, for example, let's say you have wood that was that fell off on Yom Tov into the oven that's forbidden because of Muktzah. The Shulchan Aruch brings it with it. You're allowed to add on permitted wood to nullify it, even though it's a Dabash Shmatim. The Mishnah Berurah explains with it that they weren't so machmik since the Karnof from the Eitzim comes after it's burnt, then it's not here anymore. So that's just saying that where it gets burnt, then it's permitted. Says Mishnah Berurah further, Mutl Shar Shishim, you're allowed to estimate 60. I fill in the sort of bear of Shabbos, even if it gets mixed in before Shabbos. Lo noidla at Shabbos, he didn't find it till Shabbos. Now, but dafkla, and that's not considered about the tikkun, it's just estimating that it has 60. But dafkla Shabbat da subimara'in, no, not specifically to evaluate, just, you know, with what it appears to be and in your estimation. How limdoid loy, but to measure that not, avgav de medina mitzvah shari, even though measuring a mitzvah is permitted. And here the measuring looks like you're fixing, but when you're actively doing something, you're measuring since Prima Gadim, then you cannot measure it on Shabbos to say, oh, this is Kuyitis on Shabbos. Because Magiram writes, Yavish be Yavish in the Sarv Chad betray. When you have a kosher piece of meat and a non kosher, so you have a ratio of 2 kosher to 1 non kosher. Mutla Hashlech Echad, then you'll have to throw away one of them, Lahat Rachim to admit to others. But since this halacha of throwing away one of them is only a generic stringency, the medina can make halacha kosher in echel adam echad, as long as not eaten by one person, shari permitted, because each piece you could say that this is bought. Well, okay, and therefore, lo happens like a masak, it's not really like fixing. Second trade for an unkosher knife. If you want to cut a piece of bread or something like that with coal in a hotel and you have no knife and it's cold, the bay hadacha with the halacha is you have to do hadacha. The mashma shiv shav heitav. It doesn't mean just washing it. It means like scrubbing it well. Loi hadacha v'avon, not just stam washing. In las the b'shabbos that you should not be doing on Shabbos again. Davik masakin. These are all the themes of this. These halachas over here. That's like fixing. That's prima gadim. I should only look at there further. Siftes. Mutlo shav shvaykim b'chaldabi. A lot of scrub vessels with anything. Chutz mekli kesef b'gartikun. Except silverware with gartikun. Shushim yain. That's the wine sediments. When it dries up and gets hard, and what's the problem with them? It's smoothing out the silverware, which is soft. It says Yilanu scrub vessels, b'cholda with anything, meaning b'fil b'nes b'cholim with detergent and sand, k'shiyichid lehem makom and b'adim, when you had designated the sand a place from before Shabbos and Muktzah, so it's not Muktzah. Now, b'neir, it seems that the Mishnah, the Davka k'shoya achol, megubal b'mayim every Shabbos, only if the sand was mixed, was kneaded with water from before Shabbos. Or shalikech ata achol b'lik terubis mayim, or you're taking the sand now without mixing with water. Or it'll happen the other way around. K'shnoiz nab b'mayim, you put in so much water, shalikech ata achol b'lik terubis mayim, that the sand's not going to stick one piece, one granule to the other one. Tila v'achik is if not, yesh b'zim b'shem chash ha'ashlisha, then concerned about kneading, it's going to become a glob, like a poiskim according to many poiskim, v'vul el, like we had previously b'sim b'shem chavav b'm b'shem b'ru. V'alik amam b'sim b'shem chavav, d'yuchalikech ha'chol b'yodem r'tubis, you could, however, take the sand with moist hands. Now, v'apish ef shedigar, now even though it's possible that it's going to scrape b'am b'machi, that's smoothing out something, k'mokam ha'weber ha'b'dov b'shem miskaben, that's something that's unintended, but sure, it's going to be permitted. But garatikim, but the case that the Mechaber talk about with the silverware, that's problematic because having segregation, that's inevitable. And that's prohibited. Myril ha'yoyselishtev as his chuches. Myril said it's forbidden to scrub the glass, b'shibay l'shul, with barley, l'hatzira, to make it shine. You have to understand why would that be a problem. Because he holds it only to scrub the vessels that they should be clean is permitted. But not to make it shine. And that's pushing it. The Sharat Sinai's man brings that according to this, to shine the knives and Shabbos would also be us as in Brim Gadim. And the Sharat Sinai's man says, look at the Moshe that he read, said, that doesn't seem to be correct because Nesar and Chayil for sure makes it shine and even so it's going to be permitted. And the answer to my real is talking about that you don't need it for today and even just regular washing, also you're right, would technically be forbidden. Sivkat lamatez, chutzim klikez v'chulu, said except for silverware, because it makes it, it's memachik. Roshakim, other vessels, filled with garatikon, even with garatikon, namasha would be permitted, sivkat mem, but silverware is a problem, nevshu memachik. V'akim there, v'os lahash, because it's akim shabbos, he's not allowed to go ahead and sharpen the knife on Shabbos, afshalim b'dechaim, you went out of mill, rak be'etzik edema, only on the wood or something like that, to double memachik, because else it's similar to, it's like smoothing it, so the prima god. Siv yud, in chayfin kelim melech, we don't scrub vessels with salt. The fish melech nimcha, because the salt dissolves. Because the chayfin bechazka, when you rub it strongly, same kind of melech shemelech nimcha. But we demel aritzik hashal v'abare, and therefore, since the salt is melting, similar to the crushing of the snow and the ice, hamavur b'simeshin chav siv tes. I ain't shematam meshmul. Look at the reason meshbrur why that's a problem. Okay, never because I've seen b'zimur to davka lochem ba melech aser. Specifically, the scrub with the salt is a bit nabel. Mutalitan hamelech la'mayim, but you like to put the salt into the water. Shemidich behem kelim, which you're going to wash the vessels with. Vavgav then from a limon by depot it's gonna melt commercial cause like commercial like over there, that yeah, there you're allowed to put the snow into water, the ice into water, even though it's gonna automatically melt. Vein chesh not concerned, and Sharatzi and Mem says just you have to be careful that it shouldn't be forbidden because of salt water that we mentioned in Simish and Chavalev, and that's how Taz writes in Simish and Chavalev contest, which is a certain ratio of like how much salt water you're allowed to make. And which would be prohibited.
Yeah, Lacha Dibi Maskel, Mutal Shash Vakim Chaldaba, the Yelada scrub vessels with anything. He says, look at Mishra Sipka Lamachas, that's permitted with detergent and sand, Nesser, it's a type of mineral. Now, for sure that Yelada scrub it with Morrison, with bran. Look at the Sefta and Perikta Albeya and Burn Besyasev, that Morrison, bran, is less than Nesser and Choyl. And since we hold that you're allowed to scrub vessels even with Nesem Chol, for sure we're allowed to use bran. However, stipulating that the bran should be kneaded from before Shabbos or should take it with moist hands, like we see later on, Simon Shechabab said, you're the mokah the problem over there. Demaskah in chiv and kelim melech, you're not allowed to scrub a vessel with salt. Look at Be'er Gah, later on, Simon Shechabab said, you're the demaskah ba'asah that asks on this halacha. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 33, Chaznish asks, Yisrael and Nar are severe, they're not bottled to the cup. And that's what Charatin asks later in Simshon Chafei, look at what he answers. So how can you say that the crumbs which have Yain Nesach are bottled to the cup? So Chaznish writes that Al-Kaponim, at least, you let him move the cup with the leftovers because they're like graf shalrei, like a disgusting waste matter. And he adds on over there, however, that permitted to invite the Nandra to eat with him on Shabbos, the burden Shalach later on over there, Sif Alam, that it's not considered as initially making graf shalrei, which is a problem. Now, this sounds like from the words of Mishmurba here, that without the reason of the crumbs being bottled to the cup would become a bustle to the crumbs in the middle of Shabbos, even though the Mishmur writes in Simrishamabab Sipkon Chabab, that something does not become a bustle in the middle of Shabbos. Chaznish really explains that that's specifically regarding shaking it out, do we say that? And because of that, you're allowed to shake it out. But to move the base, you're not allowed to even Latarach Makame, that's what Mishmur writes in Simrishan Yuds, that something becomes a bustle in the middle of Shabbos if you didn't put on the Devar Hetz, it's forbidden to move it, but to shake it off, that's permitted. There's number 34, if he makes a moist prohibited item with a liquidy, a liquidy heter, and you don't have in the heter 60 to 1 or that you mix yabash biyabash shal v'sal, and you don't have the majority heter, and then gets added on until you have shishim or roib. Rabbi writes later on Simon Tavet Tzadichas, name of the Taz, that's forbidden to a chacham to rule on this, that it's a heter on yamtiv. Rabbi brings over there that the pinyam and echinim, that it is permitted to rule on this in yamtiv, and that it'll be permitted. Now regarding adding on a little water into a cup of wine that was pagum, in other words, to remedy the pagima, as Ben Shachlach in Simri Shainal's Meshabru over there, that you're allowed to do that, look at Shuz Yaakov, this is forbidden because, looks like you're fixing it. But the opinion of Shamazaman is that the word of Shuz Yaakov, only according to those who hold, the adding on a little bit of wine would not be effective to remedy the wine that's pagum, that's deficient for to make a kashal bracha, and therefore it's forbidden to be mevatel in majority the wine that's pagum, which is not the case according to what we hold. The Maker Adin helps even adding a little bit of wine to Misak the pagima, as Ben Shachlach in Simri Kopay. You're allowed to do this on Shabbos because it's similar to the tikkun of washing out and scrubbing something and not to bit the bread, and if it's not, that's not going to be a problem. Dishon number 39. To clean vessels with some type of a sandy dust, like some type of detergent, or yashar holds, is permitted because it all turns to water and there's no problem about kneading. And that's the Chaz Nish writes that anything that the water is so much and the mixture looks like murky water, that's not included in lush, is not a problem about kneading. And also there's a noilad Rabbi Yashav holds that you don't have to be mixing the powder into the water because that gets dissolved into the abundance of water. Dishon number 40, the reason why we say you're not allowed to make something shine, Chayodim writes that any cleaning that's like an addition, without it, the vessel would be clean. So that's an unnecessary effort. Until David writes that that's considered like a tikkun of the kli of remedying something. Now, regarding drawing glassware very well, Shamazam holds that that's permitted, even though you already clean it with you're rubbing with a towel until it shines from itself, because the issus davka by Shabbat Shul with barley, which is some type of like a special tool that's designated for that, and therefore that would be problematic. Dish number 41, to clean vessels on Shabbos with steel wool. Shlomo writes that's forbidden because since you're smoothing out a little bit from the vessel at the time when you're rubbing it, it's also possible that the steel wool will make the vessel shine. That's what I write in Shuvah Zalatzin. That's forbidden because you're doing mamachik, you're smoothing out the vessel. Yatzim Divna Shachnach said forbidden shivshiv dafka by klikesu, by silverware, because they're soft. That's when you're doing the shivshiv with graskin. But with the steel wool, that's stronger than that, and that would smooth all vessels. But Yashav holds that if you're scrubbing lightly, not strongly, then you're allowed to be able to clean with steel wool. Now, to wash vessels on Shabbos with iron strings that are made like a sponge, so Sefer Shulchan writes, I don't know what the tzemer falada is, some type of a wool, and here you have it like it's like metal strings. So Shulchan writes that the custom is to refrain from this because the ovn nochel is like a weak type of activity, and it's inclined that even by this you have a problem of schitim drabanan, and similar to squeezing out here is a rabbinical forbidden, although it's metal and nothing getting absorbed, but like between the metal strings. On the other hand, some type of like a sponge, but it's made out of metal strings. And other Shamazaman holds that regarding a brush that's made from synthetic materials for cleaning bottles, there's no concern about schita from in a substance that doesn't absorb, and it doesn't change because the water that goes in, and also the gaps over there are recognizable to the eye, and therefore that's not going to be a problem. Regarding addition number 42, regarding cleaning weapons, Shamazaman writes that if you need for this only a regular cleaning, a lot of clean it, what you need for that day, like washing vessels. But if it's stuck over there, some type of ashes, and you have to like rub it with like glass paper, then it's forbidden because of mamachik. It adds on that this should be forbidden because of teichen, of grinding, like the Shulchan says in Simshon Beis, regarding scraping dry mud from a garment. Issue number 44. This is the Mishmur writes that the Isser is because of Doimel B'machik. That's only by a sharpener of wood, because that's not the normal way of sharpening a blade. But regarding a Mashchezah Shel Evan of stone, he writes in Simon Tov Kof Tes that that's forbidden because of Tikkun Kli. Points out Shmir Shavs Kol Chasa. Removing rust from a knife, Tel David writes that you have to know, you have to look into it if that's a problem of B'machik, is smoothing, or because of Teichen, of grinding.